All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. Here we are, top of the day to you. Today, the thought, the motivational thought, is on being disciples of Jesus. Yes, called disciples of Jesus. And so a story for you to consider. Pastor Jeremiah Stepik transformed himself into a homeless person. And he went to the 10,000-member church that he was to be introduced as the head pastor at that morning. He walked around his soon-to-be church for 30 minutes while it was filling with people for service. Only 3 people out of the 7 to 10,000 people said hello to him. He asked people for change to buy food. No one in the church gave him change. He went into the sanctuary to sit down in the front of the church and was asked by the ushers if he would please sit in the back. He greeted people to be greeted back with stares and dirty looks, with people looking down on him and judging him. As he sat in the back of the church, he listened to the church announcements and such. When all that was done, the elders went up and they were excited to introduce the new pastor of the church to the congregation. "We would like to introduce to you Pastor Jeremiah Stepik." Well, the congregation looked around, clapping with joy and anticipation. The homeless man sitting in the back stood up, and he started walking down the aisle. The clapping stopped with all eyes on him. He walked up to the altar and took the microphone from the elders, who were in on this, of course, and paused for a moment. And then he recited these words. "Then the king will say to those on the right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?' The king will reply, 'Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.'" After he recited this, he looked towards the congregation and told them all what he had experienced that morning. Many began to cry, and many heads were bowed in shame. He then said, "Today, I see a gathering of people, not a church of Jesus Christ. The world has enough people, but not enough disciples. When will you decide to become disciples of Jesus?" He then dismissed service until next week, saying, "Being a Christian is more than something you claim. It's something you live by and that you share with others." I think we can learn a lot from Jeremiah Stepik in that story. It reminds me of a time that I was at a place called Gobind Sadan in India, a global peace village, a site for multiple religious experiences or expressions. And up on a hillside was this statue of Jesus. And during the winter season, the people living in that village would come and clothe the statue of Jesus. Because you see, they didn't want the statue of Jesus to get cold. They had this verse written on their hearts. "When were you in need of clothes? And we clothed you." I think every day is an opportunity to ask those questions, to be that kind of person that looks at the world through Jesus' eyes. And as we look through his eyes, what is it that we see and experience? What is it that Jesus is drawing us into? How is his vision shaping our vision? Well, good questions for us on this day, right? I pray those are motivational questions for all of us. Challenging for sure, but motivating to truly live into Christ, to be His disciples. All right, folks. Good day.